Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today, we're reading from Psalm 119, verses 17 through 19 in the Voice Translation. It says this, "Treat your servant well, Lord, so that I may live and remain faithful to your word. Let me see clearly, so that I may take in the amazing things coming from your law. I am a sojourner in the world, so do not keep your commandments hidden from me." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I do pray for those listening today. You would treat them well as a father treats his dearly beloved children. Treat them well. They long to be faithful to your word. I long to be faithful to your word. So in order to do that, we need your presence. We need your nearness. We need your encouragement. We need those words spoken over us. We need those scriptures that we've memorized in the past to come flooding back in times of stress and need. We need to know that even in those little circumstances that you would alter and create new intersections in our life today, that we would know that you see us, that you are aware of us, that you are taking care of us, and that not only are you running the entire universe without our help and even while we sleep, you are mindful of each one of us, each person on this earth, you are mindful of them. I'm so grateful that you have kept us in mind, that you have formed us in our mother's womb, that you have given us a purpose, that you have endowed us with worth, that we are image bearers of you, that we matter on this earth, that there is hope, that there is a future, that there is, even if we're in the midst of despair, that there's always light. Lord, I pray for those who are worried today, who are racked by fear and panic. And I pray, Lord, that you would send appropriate doctors to help if that's that kind of condition where it needs medication or psychiatry or psychology or maybe someone needs prayer. I just pray for those who are enslaved by worry. And I know that as I look back on my own life, and I look back particularly on one of my grandmother's lives, she was constantly worried. And I feel like a lot of that fear and that worry just jumped onto me. I saw that as an example, and I then just kind of blindly followed it. So Lord, for those who have other people in their lives who are worry warts, and they feel like a lot of that has been taught to them, Lord, we just choose to walk away from that today. Because ultimately, you do hold the whole world in your hands. You do hold the universe together. You do chase after prodigals. You do love the lost. You do. You are mindful of those who need financial provision. You understand. You understand the obstacles before each person that you made. And so, for us to fret and not to trust you, or not to believe in you, and not to reach for your peace, we have become faithless in that avenue. So Lord, would you replace our worry with faith? Would you replace our fear with this knowing that you've got everything under control? And when our heart beats too fast, and when we're scared, and when we don't know where to turn, and when we start to make really scary decisions because we're afraid, Lord, I know that when I'm afraid, I make some terrible decisions. I start providing for myself in other ways, or I reach for food, or I reach for recognition, or I make decisions that just don't honor you. Lord, instead of giving in to panic, Lord, I pray for my friend listening today that they would give in instead to peace and ask for your help to just take that holy pause today and say, Lord, I need you. I cannot do this alone and I'm afraid. Lord, help us just to revel in the rest of these verses, to see clearly what you are doing, to see clearly who you are, to see clearly your provision. There are amazing things coming from you. And Lord, we are sojourners in this world. And I'm so grateful that you don't keep your commands hidden from us, but instead you are with us every moment of every day. Jesus, I pray all these things in your powerful name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life overwhelms you, and when you're fearful or worried or stressed or panicky, Jesus is there, and he will carry your burden. So trust him today. let go of those fears and entrust them to Him. He loves to take hold of them. Hang in there.